I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, November 7th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us now, as he does every Monday, is David Sanger, Chief Washington Correspondent for The New York Times. Good morning, David.
Morning, Carrie.
David, you reported this morning that the International Atomic Energy Agency, the world's nuclear watchdog, will release evidence this week suggesting Iran is very close to putting together the components it needs for a nuclear weapon. What's the evidence, and how solid is it?
Well, the evidence that they're going to be showing is an annex to their report that basically delineates everything they've collected that they've been able to confirm over the past 3 or 4 years. That shows that Iran has resumed work on nuclear triggers, the things that would cause a conventional explosion that in turn can trigger a nuclear explosion. But the Iranians are going to claim that many of these documents were fabrications. They've refused to let many of the inspectors go in and see these sites for several years now. And my guess is that when this is all done, most people in the world will be more convinced that Iran is working on a nuclear bomb, but they may not be convinced that Iran is getting super close to actually producing one. And part of the Iranian strategy might frankly be not to produce the final bomb, but simply get so close that they have the influence that comes from having a virtual bomb.
Why is there suddenly a revival of talk in Israel about conducting a military strike?
I think the biggest reason, Carrie, is that the Iranians have said that they're getting ready to move much of their equipment to a deep underground site on a military base outside the holy city of Qom. And I think the Israelis are concerned that once the equipment is in that site, there's no way that they would ever be able to hit it with a military strike. In other words, that option would be gone. So they would either have to rely on sanctions working, and so far they have not, or eventually live with an Iranian bomb, which both the United States and Israel have said they would not do. Now, on the other hand, many in the U.S. think that in the end, Iran probably could be contained. But since we've had two presidents in a row who said that's not an option, my guess is that most American officials won't discuss that publicly.
Is there a chance Iran could be hit with another Stuxnet, the computer worm that harmed its equipment last year?
There is, and there has been a worm that has made its way around recently that many experts believe appears to be written by the same people who wrote Stuxnet. And we reported in the Times in January that Stuxnet was a combined Israeli-U.S. Operation. That said, it's not clear that this new code is aimed at the Iranian nuclear program. And it's also would be a much more difficult thing for the U.S., for Israel, for anybody to pull this off a second time, because this time the Iranians are sort of waiting for it and seeing it coming.
Let's switch gears a little bit. Here at home, Herman Cain says he's gotten beyond the sexual harassment charges that surfaced last week, but his Republican rivals don't seem to think so. Is Cain out of the woods?
I don't think he's out of the woods on this yet, Kerry, because many of the details of the events that are alleged to have taken place haven't come out yet, and maybe they never will. But what is interesting here is that in poll after poll, what you see is that Mitt Romney is seen by most Republicans as the most electable, and yet they still can't bring themselves to put much of their enthusiasm behind him. So he's still struggling to get above that sort of 25% of Republicans favor him. And I think that's one of the reasons that Cain's numbers have stayed up. The other is that many of Cain's supporters saw last week's events as just further evidence of Eastern elite media that's out to get Cain, and if anything, more money flowed into him. It does not look like his poll ratings declined. So I think that the primary is still on, but I think this set of events, and particularly how Mr. Cain reacted to them, reinforced the doubts about whether or not he is ready to make his way through this process or ready to be president.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.